News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. The family and friends of a man killed in an unusual crash gathered to remember him last night, as we hear from WSAU reporter Larry Lee.
A gathering of people were at the Grand Avenue Bridge over the Eau Claire River in Schofield yesterday to remember 27-year-old Matthew Chagnon. His fiance, several friends and family members talked about how he was a good friend and a good father to his two young daughters. A cheerful crowd of about 20 tossed flowers from the bridge into the Eau Claire River, right over the place where his Lincoln Navigator SUV came to rest after leaving the road and plunging into the river very early Tuesday morning. Everest Metro Police have not released any further information, including the name, but they believe he may have been involved in another hit-and-run crash near the Thomas Street and Grand Avenue intersection at around 2 in the morning. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
We told you late yesterday about a teenage girl who was missing for about 24 hours, and we're glad to tell you she's back home safe now. Sheriff's deputies were searching for 15-year-old Sherry Grubbs, who left on a bicycle Tuesday morning. Deputy Corey Glatton says the word spread quickly through social media and through radio and television. She was found around 8 o'clock last night, and she's been reunited with her parents in the town of Easton. A Woodruff man arrested a month ago for an armed road rage incident that led to a school lockdown was in court yesterday. He's 34-year-old Michael Schettino, and he pled not guilty to intentionally pointing a firearm at a person, possession of a firearm on school grounds, and carrying a concealed weapon. He was arrested in the Minocqua Hazelhurst Lake Tomahawk School parking lot on May 16th. Officers found a .40 caliber handgun in his car after the incident. He's now free on $1,500 cash bond. This strange incident being investigated on I-39 in Rib Mountain. Yesterday morning around 5:30, two drivers were trying to pass each other, and the side window of one of the vehicles shattered. That driver initially thought a gunshot was fired at his car, but sheriff's deputies say there is no evidence the window was hit by a bullet. It's possible something else was thrown at the vehicle. The case is still under investigation. No arrests have been made. A group of students from Wausau West will be flying east today. They'll be making a presentation at MIT. They are part of West's science, technology, engineering, and math program, and they've built an autonomous snow removal device. It's a snowblower that you don't have to drive. It's an automated robot. Josh Winter is with Wausau West. He says the tech team, instructor Theron Peterson, and the students are flying out at 6 o'clock this morning. They are bound for Boston.
They're going to be presenting their project to MIT later on this afternoon, and they're kind of on a tight schedule today, so they'll be presenting and then turning around and returning from their trip, I believe, tomorrow.
The Wausau West Invent Team presentation is scheduled for 3 o'clock Eastern time today. A husband and wife pleaded guilty to drug charges in U.S. District Court. They are 25-year-old Charlie Sum Michigot and 27-year-old Andrew Michigot. They're both of Lac du Flambeau, and they've admitted to possessing oxycodone with intent to distribute. Prosecutors say they made several trips to Milwaukee and wired more than $50,000 to a source to buy the drugs. Judge Barbara Krabs had a sentencing hearing now scheduled for August 22nd, and they could get 20 years each. A theft ring that took construction equipment from several locations has been busted in Taylor County. 32-year-old Edward Peterson is charged with 8 felony counts of receiving stolen property and several misdemeanors. 25-year-old Christopher Stieg faces 5 felony charges of receiving stolen property. They're accused of taking heavy equipment, including a Caterpillar excavator that had a GPS system. That's how authorities are able to track its location. Stieg will make an initial court appearance at 1 o'clock, then Peterson at 2 o'clock. They're both scheduled for July 1st court dates in Taylor County. Peterson's free on $5,000 bond. Stieg's been unable to post $5,000 cash bond and is still behind bars. Here's our Newsline 9 forecast for Central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
A few showers in the far southern parts of the listening area early on today, otherwise partly or mostly cloudy and seasonal, a high of 76. Tonight, mostly cloudy with an 80% chance of rain and a few thunderstorms, a low down to 60. On Friday, maybe a few rumbles of thunder with some showers in the morning, then drying up during the afternoon with a high of 79. Saturday, partly cloudy, a 40% chance of thunderstorms with a high of 82. I'm Newsline I meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
We still have that feel that more showers or thunderstorms could be popping up throughout the day, so that'll be with us for a while. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.